At BART, the leadership team actively engaged faculty to examine their notices using the ladder of inference. Instead of asking teachers to share their notices, they first asked them to write them down, compare them with a colleague, and rewrite any statement that may be too high on the ladder before sharing with the whole group. This is one way to support teachers as they learn to be specific and descriptive in their observations. This is also an example of using a protocol to structure a meeting. Protocols give clear and precise directions and involve all voices in the room. In our experience, open-ended discussions in meetings can lead a group off track and often result in only the most dominant voices being heard. By using protocols, the facilitator can focus participants' attention on the objective at hand. In this case, the principal's aim was to have his faculty learn how to make low-ladder observations and make meaning out of the data overview. Protocols also ensure that each member of the team both contributes and listens to others. By structuring the protocol as a think, pair, share, the principal of BART gave all faculty an opportunity to gather their thoughts, check their understanding with a partner, and then share out with the group. You've seen other examples of protocols as you've organized for collaborative work, including the Norming protocol and Compass Points.